Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Oh, at RT.ie. Mary, good afternoon. Most, but would you explain to people first? I suspect a lot of people know it from those incredible videos on YouTube. Enduro motocross or enduro motorbikes. What's the difference with them, Mary?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, it's my son
invented
enduro. He races every second weekend. It's his hobby that him and his dad have.
And they'd be like scramblers, but they fly through forests and around obstacles and
that's
fields,
right,
yeah.
But it's they're run by very respectable clubs.
Yeah, of course.
Where they pay an entry fee at the weekends to do it.
And how much are those bikes to buy? They look incredible.
Well, my son's bike is worth €5,000.
But you can't just have one, surely, given it's so robust, the tracks are so... You need to have a spare, do you?
Oh, well, it's very difficult to have a spare one at that price.
That price, yeah. Now, it's very difficult to have anyone because you've told us the bikes are being stolen left, right and centre in the last few weeks.
That's right, yeah. There's about 30 bikes nearly after been stolen in the last few weeks there.
Scrambler bikes, the people would
have. Well, there'd be scramblers, enduro... Them sort of bikes.
And
they're worth a lot of money.
And is there any idea, I know you're in Carbery in County Kildare and Josh is 16, but and he's been into it since he was four, but have you any idea, why do you say, is this a gang? Like, if they steal 30 bikes, is it 30 separate thefts or is there someone going around with a particular professionalism, so to speak?
It seems to be all separate thefts, Joe. And the bikes, like, they're never seen to be recovered or seen again. Now, maybe they've been put into containers and shipped out of the country.
Well, what do the Gardaí say? Is that a theory?
Well, the Gard are looking into it, but the limited resource they have.
Yeah, but 30 bikes at €5,000 or €6,000 is just under €200,000.
Yeah. Well, like, if you look on Facebook there every day of the week,
yeah,
there's at least one after being stolen the night before, and maybe up to two or three a day.
Wow. And is anyone linking the thefts? In other words, are they happening in different parts of the country or...
Oh, it happens in every end of the country, yeah.
And are they easy to steal? Like, where would you have... Where's your son keep his bike?
Well, my son's bike was in a well-locked shed. And the intruders came with a screw gun and took a sheet of cladding off the back of the shed.
Wow. Oh, that's not messing with...
They removed the scrambler through the back of the shed, out into the field, and brought it across a laneway at the back of the field, up onto a canal bank.
Well, hang on, that is an organised operation. When you said the shed, I thought you were going to tell me they cut the lock with the bolt cutters and made off. But that is an organised operation, isn't it?
It's looking like, yeah.
Now, would they, if I was to follow enduro or scramblers, that yeah, I know it's incredibly exciting to watch. I wouldn't have the nerve to do it. But if I was to follow it on Facebook, would I know where you all live? Do you follow me?
Not necessarily, no.
So how are they identifying where all the scramblers are? Do you follow me?
Your guess is as good as mine, Joe.
Yeah. But you're saying there are... 30 of these bikes been stolen the last few weeks?
There would be, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now, my son had his bike up on Dundale, but he never got any calls, never got any messages.
Oh, hang on. Did he, when he had his bike up on Dundale, what details did he give about the location?
We didn't give any details about the location. It was just his dad's phone number that was on it.
Yeah, but did anyone ring him and say, listen, where can I see the bike?
No, he never got any calls at all about
it. Wow. Okay, I'm just trying to find out how they all know where the bikes are. Okay, and he's been doing it since he's four, so there's motorbikes in the family, is there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great.
The boys have road bikes as well.
Okay.
The likes of Harleys and...
Wow.
Stuff like that.
And Mary, do
but
you...
That was the only one that was stolen.
And Mary, unfortunately, in the last week, there's been someone else killed off a motorbike. Do you worry about your boys on a bike? A motorbike?
Not really, because that's what we're into.
Okay. Now
you would be worried, okay?
Okay, when your son and they go to the Saturday, Sunday, they're probably gone all day at the events. Could I come? Is there any way someone going to one of those events when they see all the scramblers? Is there any way they could find out where the scramblers come from?
Well, unless they track them back.
Unless they stick on a little device.
Stick on a tracker or a device onto the bike and can track it back to the house where it's based.
Well, and they're two a penny now, you know that, those trackers.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another theory. Okay, well, will he be able to, well, it's a lot of money, will he be able to replace a bike, and if so, when?
Well, it won't be for a while. We're hoping that the bike might return back to him.
Okay, if you send us in a photograph, we'll tweet it for you and see. Though I don't know, how would you tell one from the other?
Well, they're all different makes and different models.
Yeah.
So Josh's was a KTM 125, an XCW 2000 AE one.
Okay. What you say, KT 125?
A KTM.
KTM 125?
Yeah, XCW.
XCW, okay.
That was the model of it.
Okay. And do they have registration numbers on them? No.
They don't, no.
Because they're off-road?
No, they're off-road.
Any decorations? And not that you see it through the muck, but any decorations?
Well, he had it kitted out with his race number on it. Number 45.
Okay, it's the colours, okay. The racing, what, Mary? Sorry, the line dipped.
It was his race number.
That's race number. Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Should they wipe that?
It definitely be taken, yeah.
What was it anyway? Do you know?
What
was his race number?
Number 45.
Oh, you said it to me. Okay, number 45. Like Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the 45th. Donald Trump's the 45th president of the United States of America. And there's people wearing T-shirts in the moment at the minute in the States. Impeach 45, and that's what they mean. But you're saying, get my 45 back. We'll do our best, Mary. And you're great. You're great, and a great family, obviously. With again, these hobbies which are just incredible and bring so much joy and so much, not just to people participating, but to those watching as well. Mary, thanks indeed. And I hope you get the bike back ASAP. 51551. Okay. Thanks, Mary.